Legally Rigged. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided that political gerrymandering is none of its business, leaving North Carolina's Republican legislature free to draw congressional districts that bless Republicans, and Maryland's Democratic legislature free to draw lines that bless Democrats. And so, in North Carolina, where Republicans get only 53% of the votes, they win 10 of the state's 13 House seats. And in Maryland, where Democrats get only 65% of the votes, they get 7 of the 8 House seats. As long as the districts are rigged on the basis of politics, not race, the Supreme Court is happy to let the party that runs the legislature draw the lines. And I will say, the system can certainly cut down on recounts. In North Carolina's 12th district, for example, which includes the city of Charlotte, the Democrat won by 18 points last year. And in the 11th district, near Asheville, the Republican won by 14 points. Although, if voters ever became sufficiently fed up with all this, it is pretty easy to change addresses. In North Carolina, you can change your address just 25 days before an election. So, if a few thousand Democrats in the 12th district were to visit the 11th district around, say, next October, and I hear the 11th is a beautiful place that time of year, maybe the courts won't care about that either. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.